I'm trying it again.
All right, hey, welcome to podcast.
Podcast number, I forget now. Is it 23? No, this is 22.
22?
Yeah.
21 was last week.
Right. So this week we have another special guest.
Hello.
Who may sound exactly like me, and that would be because he's my dad.
Ta-da! We said we'd have you on the
exactly
podcast.
Exactly like you, just a little bit like you.
I mistake you for me sometimes.
I've done that.
See, that's what I'm saying. So
it's funny because I mistake me for me sometimes.
Weird.
Weird how that works.
This will be an exciting podcast. This is our first podcast that we've recorded at night for
since podcast four.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So, yeah, I know we had to do it because I had a real busy week at work this week.
We both did, yeah.
And so here we are on a weeknight. And now my dad's joining us because he's here.
Ta-da!
Because I'm never up this late at night.
No, he's not, but my sister had a graduation party today, and so
she graduated.
Yeah, so now we're all up, and he was sitting there, and we just put a mic in front of him. Talked him somehow into doing
a
podcast.
Me being the ham that I am, as long as a microphone in front of me, I might as well talk to it.
Yeah, exactly. So if we want to, how's your week been? Because it's been now like a week and a half since our last podcast.
Hectic.
Yeah, and a lot has happened. I had a very obnoxious day.
Obnoxious?
Yeah.
Do tell, Joey Paris.
Okay, so when I left my sister's graduation today, it was at the Florida State Fairgrounds.
Oh, I Snapchatted. Snapchatted this.
You did. I don't know how it happened, but I was stuck in the parking lot, not moving for an hour and a half before I even started to move to get out of that parking lot. It had to be the dumbest experience of my life. We're in a parking lot. Like, how was a traffic jam that bad in a parking lot? I was less than 50 feet from the exit and just could not move. And there were like six cop cars up at what I thought was the intersection directing traffic. Nope. When I finally got up there after an hour and a half, it was a bunch of cops in a straightaway, like after the intersection, directing people just directing people to keep going straight on this straight road. It's like at that point, there was no option to go but straight. And if they were just 10 feet earlier, they'd be able to direct traffic at the intersection where it made sense to direct traffic. So you just had a bunch of cars like honking at each other, not moving for an hour and a half.
Awesome.
That was super stressful. And then
Do you think there was someone at the front of the line saying, you know what, I'm going to see how much I can piss everyone off?
Apparently. It was the dumbest experience of my life. Okay, well, I vented about that enough at the party, so now I'm...
See, when I left my graduation, I totaled my car.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Was that the Celica accident?
Yeah, the all-track, yeah.
Oh. Wait, what happened there? You want to talk about that?
I was driving home, and one of my graduation presents fell. So I reached over to put it back on the seat, and when I looked up, the truck in front of me had, for no reason, come to a complete stop. So I swerved around it, or tried to, and I caught it with the driver's side of my car and totaled it completely.
That's there was frame
damage.
Yeah. Good story.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
That wasn't where the airbags didn't go off, right?
Was the one where the airbag didn't go off until way after the accident.
And it was like, I crashed into
the car, and like my seatbelt had broke, and there was a line from a bruise from where the seatbelt was, and the seatbelt broke, so I went forward and hit the windshield. I bounced back into my seat, and I look over at my brother, and I'm like, I guess that wasn't so, and I didn't get to finish my sentence, but the rest of it would have been bad, and then the airbag went off and hit me in the face.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, the airbags were safe, right?
Yeah, way after the accident. A good 10 seconds after the accident.
Wait, Dad, you came from a time period before airbags.
Yes, I did.
So what was it like?
Well, we had, we didn't have floorboards in the bottom of the car, and we had to get like a running start, kind of Fred Flintstone style.
So that was my today.
Yeah.
And then we went to my sister's party.
Well, the bright side is you still have a car.
That is true. I did not rent a car. And actually, there was at one point, because then when I was getting off or onto the interstate, there was a one-lane traffic jam. I've never seen anything quite like this, where everybody in the far right lane was completely stopped. And the two left lanes were open. So when I got on the merging ramp, I actually went against highway traffic.
If the two left lanes were open, why did people not just move over?
I don't know. It's like maybe they thought like the road was closed ahead. And so they were like, oh, well, I want to stay over to the right so that I don't, have to move over later. And so what I ended up doing is I drove against highway traffic. But, it was a complete standstill. So it wasn't like dangerous. And then I turned around and I just went down the road. I was like, is everybody behind me that stupid? And I guess they were.
So did people start following you when you did that?
I didn't look behind me, so I don't know. I'd like to hope so, but It's quite possible that they didn't.
Kind of just said, forget this, I'm gone.
Yeah, I was like, I'm tired now. I've been sitting...
Joey the trendsetter.
I've been sitting in a standstill for an hour and a half. I'm ready to move.
Yeah. No, because I texted you and I didn't get anything back until... Oh, wait, I'm already here.
Well, yeah, because at that point I must have just gotten out of the traffic.
Yeah.
Because at that point, once I got past the traffic, it wasn't a long drive. It was just the sitting in the traffic.
Yep.
So in other news, last week, which is now... When did we do that? We did the wing challenge at the press box.
Last Wednesday.
Where we tried super duper extremely hot.
A week and a day ago. It was called the Insane Wing Challenge.
Yeah, well, I actually saw Mr. Hill today at the graduation. We talked about that briefly.
What did he say? Mr. Hill owns the press box.
Right, and he owns the press box and put on the Insane Wing Challenge. Yeah, anyway, so that was pretty miserable.
Yeah. That was terrible.
It was terrible twice, actually. It wasn't terrible only once.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, it was absolutely
awful. You have to elaborate on that in case people don't know what the heck you mean.
Now, these wings, they were... I think there was ghost pepper in the mix.
No, there wasn't ghost pepper. It was something else.
And capsaicin extract, which is...
Yeah, there was capsaicin extract, but no ghost pepper.
Probably just habanero then or something crazy hot.
Well, there was a couple of different crazy hot things in there.
But capsaicin extract is the hot pepper seed oil. That comes out of the seed when you press it, cold press it, and it burns. That's like the hottest part of the pepper.
And then it also burns the second time.
As it comes out of
as it comes
bubble.
Out. So that was also a miserable experience again.
I tried to eat ice cream before I pooped
cool it down. I waited a full 24 hours, and I was able to eat lots of other stuff, so it definitely helped.
It didn't help.
It did. It helped me.
And what was the objective in this wing challenge?
You had to eat 10 wings in 2 minutes, which I decided almost immediately that I wouldn't have been able to do that if they were regular wings.
I don't think you could do that with teriyaki wings.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's no way I could have done that. I just couldn't eat that fast.
I can eat fast.
Yeah. And so that part was hard enough. On top of that, they were like temperature hot, which made it harder.
They had just come out of the fryer.
And then, of course, they were also super duper spicy.
Yeah.
So all those things combined made it exceptionally hard.
I got about halfway through the challenge before I started shaking too bad and my face was on fire.
My hands and my face went numb. Not just like hot and they were burning, but it actually went numb like my body was falling asleep. So that was weird. And the spice never really got to me too bad. I think maybe because I went numb right away.
Probably. It was killing me.
So.
Like I had the world's worst stomach ache for like the next
day. No, my stomach ache, I didn't have a stomach ache like
you only ate two of the wings.
You only ate three.
Five. Close
no,
to
you
five.
Didn't. We have video proof.
I was on
every
four.
Every time we tell the story, the number goes up higher. Well, it started out three and then it was four and then
it
was five.
I thought
you only ate two, Ben. What's up?
I only remember eating four. But apparently I was working on my fifth one.
We have a video to prove it, so we can watch the video later and we can count them. When I finally put up that video, I got to get it from Joanna.
Yeah.
We'll put counters next to everybody's face.
She said I was working on my fifth, and I'm like, I don't know
about
that.
She's also the same person who said Neighbors was a funny movie. Dad, how was Neighbors?
Okay, then.
I couldn't wait for that movie to be over.
Why didn't you just walk out?
Because, you know, you spend
you're
the 12
there,
bucks.
Were you at the Bellagio? Or?
The Bellagio.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, you can't walk out.
That's the only place we go anymore.
Yeah. And actually, somebody, the bartender at the Bellagio recognized me from the Wing Challenge video. Because
it
was on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty cool being recognized like that.
Hey, you're the idiot who ate those really hot wings.
That's exactly what she said.
Yeah?
No. It was something like that, though. Yeah, so that was exciting. And I finally made that background to the...
Your definition of exciting is greatly skewered.
What?
Wing challenge.
Yeah, exactly. It was, you know. So that was that. And other news this week, because part of the thing we're trying to do now is we're going to move the podcast to Wednesday instead of Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because we found a lot of gaming news and other news came out on Tuesdays. So it was like we recorded the podcast and then 30 minutes later when I'm editing the podcast, I found all these cool, great new topics to talk about. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
All right.
And this podcast is not brought to you by Jeopardy.
Are you allowed to say that?
I don't know. Well, that's why I put not in. So, I mean, we're not brought here by Jeopardy, unless Jeopardy wants to sponsor us.
By all means, send us your money.
Yes. But yeah, there's been lots of gaming news this week. First of all, Watch Dogs came out. And what have you heard about Watch Dogs, Ben?
I watched one of my favorite cosplayers play it, and she's really cute. And
who's that?
Lindsay Elise.
No idea who that is, but I believe
she's a friend of Jessica Negri, I think.
Okay.
Jessica Negri was also in the stream. It was on Twitch.
Okay.
She jumped in at the very, very end.
But, right, so anyway, back to
The gameplay, the game is underwhelming, I want to say.
Underwhelming, yeah, that's a very...
I don't know if she was playing on, like, high resolution or not, but it just, the game itself just looked very blocky and not at
doing that from Twitch is kind of a bad example.
Yeah.
But how was the actual gameplay that you saw?
Slow.
Yeah, well, that's what seems to be the general consensus, that it's slow, not a lot happens, and it's also kind of buggy. God, this dog is... I'm going to strangle this dog.
Seriously, I live three doors down from an Asian guy. I'm sure he'd love it.
More importantly, his customers would love it.
Dun, dun.
The China Buffet.
That would be unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
Terribly, terribly, terribly unfortunate. Unfortunate.
That's what it would be.
We shall never speak of this again.
Nope, never.
Kelsey who?
So anyway, yeah, my grandma's also in town, so you'll hear her in the background.
Hey, Grandma, you want to be on the podcast? Too late. I think you are.
You can say hello.
Or can you? Okay. Will you edit that out later?
Wait, we'll edit parts out.
Certain parts.
Yeah, it's part of the...
You have an interesting neighborhood. It's all circles.
They're
yeah. Not good for old people.
They were talking.
I wasn't sure where
they were talking
was.
About graduation parties before you got here.
Yeah, we were. Wow.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, story time.
Can I hold tell it? Yes. The story?
Yeah, yes, you can. I'm going to get you a chair.
Pull up a microphone, Ma.
Okay, this was in 1981.
Oh, sure. You got to start off by telling everybody how old I am. Wonderful.
They thanks, have to Mom. Figure it out.
Well, things were different back then. The drinking age at this time was 18.
And I asked my precious son, if there be graduation day, what do you want to do for your graduation party? Okay? He wants to have a little party. Okay. I ran out. I bought 4 liters of 7-Up and Coke and root beer. And a big bag of chips. So we go to the graduation.
She got that big bag of chips.
A great big one. The $3 one. And then we go to the graduation, lovely graduation. I'm very proud of my son. And then we come home, and we're going to have the party. And all of a sudden, my son and his friend brings in a keg, brings in all this ice. I said, oh, we're having, how many people are coming? Oh, a few. So then the party progresses. One, two, three, four, five. And before the night was over, it was a block party.
Nice.
But even the police came, uninvited, of course.
Well, we knew most of them.
His sister was crying because she was scared.
Well, and your sister's older than you, right?
Yeah, yes. Just 13 months okay. Older. That doesn't even count.
Mr. Paris was a party
and
animal.
So
he was.
Then we find out later that there must have been about 75, 80 people, maybe 100. My little smart son had walked up and down the street telling neighbors that he was having a party and they were invited.
That was smart. You know, that was kind the of the only one of movie neighbors. Yeah.
The only one he neglected to tell about this big party was his parents.
Oh, I can only imagine why.
But he even invited the principal, I believe. And a couple of teachers showed up, I thought. If I,
only the pool teachers showed up.
You invited right. You invited teachers to your party and they showed
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
In those days,
I have some pretty cool teachers.
He printed out, well, mimeographed. He printed out directions, right?
We didn't have Facebook back then.
No, it wasn't Facebook. He had to print out directions, time, and come to his graduation party. It was lovely. Actually, it was fun.
That's pretty awesome.
It's something.
I think she underestimated. I don't think there was 70 or 80. I think there was a police report that actually said 300.
It could have been.
There may or not be a police report out there on the internet that says how many people were at that party.
This was before the internet. We didn't have the internet.
We didn't have the internet. We didn't have cell phones.
Do they not upload the police reports to the internet?
No.
The old ones, I guess not.
I think we're going to have to break into wherever this
Where did you live at the time?
Oakland Park, Florida.
Okay.
So we're going to go to Oakland Park PD and see if they can dig up a file.
And what year did he graduate?
1981.
Okay, so we're going to go back to 1981 and the police records.
June 5th, I believe it was.
Wow. All right. We have a date to look at.
You're my only son. I remember everything you did.
Including your party.
How about the time that you called me at 2 in the morning? You and Larry went to a concert and you got a flat tire. I remember. I had to go. I asked your father. He said, no, you go.
She had to drive all the way to pick you up.
Yes. And then what about the time that you had a little girlfriend that was, lived a couple of streets down?
Well, you had to narrow that down.
I don't remember. All I remember is that some lady with a Spanish accent yelling at me, who's going to pay the bill? I didn't know what she was talking about. This is what happened.
Oh, you...
He was taking her home.
Hold on, just in case you didn't hear, my dad ran over this girl named Gypsy's foot, and it's what happened.
Yeah, well, what happened was he was dropping her off home, and he was backing out, and she leaned into the car to give him a little kiss goodnight, and he kept rolling back. Her foot was under the way.
It sounds like something I would pull off.
Wait, I have one more story to tell.
All right, one more story, and we'll switch the mic back over.
What about when you went dancing and you called me from Holy Cross Hospital? Because you broke your toe.
You broke your toe dancing?
Well, yeah, here was about... Here, hold on.
Don't forget, at the time, I only heard half the story. He never told me the whole story.
Well, I'll tell you the whole story now because
it's safe.
I can tell you whatever I want to tell you now. I can lean forward. Holy crap. Okay. All right. So
bring it close to
here. There. How's that?
Yeah,
is that good? There we go. So what were we talking about?
the Holy Cross Hospital.
Okay, now here was a real kicker because, you know, you weren't allowed to disco dance back in the day because it wasn't cool. And I did break my toe disco dancing. And the real kicker was that grad night was the next day. So I go to grad night with basically a foot in a cast. But I had a wheelchair, and it was really cool because I didn't have to wait in line on grad night. I went up for a lot of lines. It was back before they had speed. What is it called now? Disney World Speed Pass?
Something like
right.
That. Yeah, I
Sun Pass.
Field trip in fifth grade with one of the kids that was in my group was handicapped, and so we got to skip all the lines. And when you're in fifth grade, that's the coolest thing ever.
Right. Oh, so I forgot about that grad night. I was just I can't believe.
Yeah, you didn't go to grad night with me.
No, I didn't.
And that reminds me of the time I got arrested in Disney World.
You got arrested in Disney World?
I did.
I'm just learning all sorts of interesting things. This podcast was the
but
best.
But wait, when you, from high, on a high school trip?
Yeah.
You never told me about
you
that
You got
one.
Arrested on a high school trip, too?
What do you mean I never told you about it? The school
police
told you about it.
I don't remember that.
So it was more traumatic to me than it was to you?
I don't remember you getting arrested. I remember you passing out at Disney World.
I was with you when that happened.
Oh, right.
All right, so hold on. Then tell us how you got arrested at Disney World.
I was on Main...
Are you allowed back?
Well, the rule was that they arrested me. I went to Mickey Mouse Prison, which is down underneath Main Street.
Oh, so now I remember. Okay.
Underground Disney.
I was underground Disney.
Oh, now what? I remember. Okay, go ahead.
That sounds like a vacation.
Well, you know, in hindsight, I mean, it's really cool because you know I am a huge Disney fan, and I've seen things in Disney World that most people haven't.
Right.
That's awesome. To me, it seems like jail at Disney can't be that bad.
I totally want to go to jail in Disney.
It really wasn't that bad. They have ice cream. Mickey really? Mickey gives you high fives and all
Mickey
kinds of
Mickey gives you
things.
High fives for going to jail.
But why did you go? I forget what
I
you did.
I was shoplifting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mr. Paris.
It was a mistake.
Hey, it's not like I was doing drugs.
That's true.
Well...
They didn't have drugs in those
days. What'd you steal?
A hat.
Oh, okay.
Now, did you steal it, or did you just think you looked good in it and forgot to take it off?
I liberated it.
Oh, okay.
So my dad's got a criminal side to him. How old were you? If you were in high school,
he had to be. No, he was in, like, you weren't in high school. Were you junior, middle school?
Was it middle school?
I think so.
Wow,
it was
in
high school.
Middle school.
I was young. No.
It had to be high school
because it was a high school trip. We didn't do middle school trip to Disney.
Huh.
It had to be high school, so I was at least a freshman, probably a sophomore.
It's
kind of
awesome.
Because that was a very sophomoric thing to do.
Oh! Dad, here with the dad jokes.
There we go.
All right, well, here, let's switch the mics.
How about the speeding tickets that you got and you never told me about? And my friend Fred went and defended you.
I got a speeding ticket once, but I got that one taken care of. So
yeah, well, so...
One time, Joey got a... Was it a speeding ticket that we didn't pay?
No. I got a red light camera ticket.
Oh,
which are God. Those tickets are the dumbest things ever because those
so half of them are thrown out.
It was a red light. He gets a red light ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't tell me. Doesn't tell his mom.
Well,
the car is in mom's name.
Oh, good.
Hold on. In my defense, I didn't know I got a ticket because there's no way to know.
They mail it.
I ran a red light. You know, you don't know if they're cameraed or not.
Sometimes they flash, and if they flash,
we both knew about it at one point.
His mother's driver's license got suspended because it was her car, so technically she got the ticket.
Oh my goodness!
I thought that you did know about it because I thought that you had talked with Uncle Jeff and.
Well, I did, but you also knew about it because you're the one who told me I got it because you got an email.
Right.
That had a video of me running the light.
Then you talked to Jeff, and then you thought Jeff took care of it, and Jeff thought he told you
how to take care of it. No. We just dropped the ball, because Jeff said because it's a red light camera, there's nothing you can do about it.
Gotcha.
So we just dropped the ball on that one.
And so they suspended her license.
Oh, too bad. Was she mad at? Who was she mad at?
Who do you think she was mad at?
Dad.
Her responsible position. Anytime something goes wrong,
well,
I'm responsible.
I just know that you got a speeding ticket when you never told me about it. And my friend Fred told me many years later how he defended you. He went to court for you with you on the ticket.
I don't remember that.
Well, do you think he lied? He could have. Trying to impress me.
No, that sounds like something that I could be capable of doing. Right. I don't remember.
You remember my friend Heinberg?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, I saw him the other day. He looks awful. He was 12 years younger than me, and he looks like he's 12 years older than me. I know, but...
The people in this room. Well, Joey looks like he's 20 now.
No, he does not. He looks like he's 12.
Yeah, you did. Well, thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure to have you. That was way better than I possibly could have ever imagined.
That is true.
So, if you want to say any last thoughts before we...
I think this was very much fun. I loved it.
Well, I'm glad you could be on it.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Now I think we should wake up the graduate. Get her lazy butt down here. Do you guys ever hear from, what was your friend's name that had the initials? He was in the Army or something.
Ken P.
He was just down here last weekend.
Really?
Yeah. He stopped by. He didn't want really anyone to know. So, like, pretty much everyone was sworn to secrecy.
I didn't even know.
And then
he had already left.
And then Dan went and told everyone that he was here.
Oh, that sounds like a very Daniel thing to do.
Yeah, so Ken P was looking for Dan all weekend long, looking forward to punching him in the mouth. So Dan, if you ever see Ken P, duck.
Well, that was very nice of you to give him a warning.
Well, least I could do.
So again, who did Ken P see when he was here?
Me, my friend Ellerby, and the girl I was talking to.
Right.
It always comes back to the girls you were talking to.
Yep.
That's how you broke that girl's foot.
Yeah.
Ran her
toe over.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that was something that I didn't know. You got to be careful bumping the microphone.
Yep. I try not to bump the microphone.
Well, thank you. That's okay. It's your first podcast. You're doing quite well.
But we ended up going to the beach and digging a giant hole.
Which is a thing we'd like to do, dig giant holes. Kind of like we're playing Minecraft.
Well, because once you dig down enough at the beach, you hit water again. So it was kind of like sitting in our own personal pool.
Pool of body heat.
It was like 6 foot by 6 foot, too. It was a really big hole.
Yeah, we've dug some quite ginormous holes.
Where do you do that at?
At the beach. Any beach. Anywhere where there's sand, really.
Yeah, it's not the safest or the smartest thing we've ever done. But hey, we've never thrown a block party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we finally made our Space Engineers Indie Game of the Week video.
We did. That'll come out sometime.
Soon. Probably not this week, but next week.
Are we going to do...
I think Limbo's this week.
Limbo's this week? Yeah. Okay.
Because that was a much shorter one, and I still have a busy week ahead of me.
And it was also the one least related to the most amount of things
we've already done.
We
keep doing space games just coincidentally. I guess indie developers really like space.
Well, like I said, there's a point in indie game development where it's shifted towards space.
Everybody's
games.
Just like, space!
That's pretty
I
much
wonder if it has to do with Portal 2, and they were like, space!
Maybe.
Yeah.
Where is Portal 2?
Portal 2 is it's a game where you have to basically
solve puzzles.
You're kind of like in a prison room, and you're guarded by this super smart robot, and you have to use portals to work your way out of the puzzle room. You'd probably like it. You like puzzle stuff, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, so you'd probably like that. And anyway, there was a character in the game who was just really obsessed with going to space. So,
yeah. Wheatley.
No, not Wheatley.
What was his name?
Space Corps, I think.
Space Corps?
I don't think he had a name. I think he was just the Space Corps.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. That was in Portal 1, right?
Portal 2.
No.
Portal 1 didn't... It had cores, but they didn't have, like...
Yeah, but then the core, when you throw it into the incinerator thing, goes space.
No.
Okay.
No, they were the same type of thing, but not the space one wasn't in Portal 1. It was only in Portal 2.
Okay.
The space core was kind of like the cake of the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cake?
And yeah, cake. Was a potato. But the cake's a lie. I'm sure you remember a couple years ago.
I knew the cupcake was a lie.
Yeah, which is... That's actually kind of the inspiration for the Awesomeware cupcake.
Yeah.
Was...
Portal. So why was the cupcake the lie?
The cake was a lie.
The cake was the lie. The cupcake was our the version. Truth? I don't know.
I don't know.
We just kind of like Portal and the cake thing, and so we turned it into a cupcake.
Yeah, we didn't want to rip
so
off
when I was thinking cake, cake, I was just wondering if we had brought any cake home from the graduation party.
That's a very good question.
Oh!
We did. She has answered.
Kelsey is alive.
It's true. She is.
Kelsey should be down here on the podcast.
No, we don't
us.
Have enough microphones.
We can share.
Yeah, you'd have to... If you went and you got the two other chairs, then you could share a microphone.
I'm too lazy.
That's what I thought.
And besides, I don't think Kelsey's actually going to come down this
place. No, I don't think she will either. It's a moth. It won't do anything.
It'll eat your clothes. What? It'll eat your dog.
Thank God.
So I recently finished watching a TV show that I really liked.
Which TV show was that?
I don't want to say because what I'm about to say will kind of spoil it.
Okay.
Basically, it had an ending, which was a
it
really...
It had an ending. Yeah, all TV shows eventually will have an ending.
That is a good characteristic for a TV show to have.
It does. Some of them don't have endings. Like
Orange
Kyle
is
Fly.
The New Black.
Yeah, well, that's already been renewed for the third season.
Yeah.
And the second season hasn't even come out yet.
I was going to say, when do we get the second season? Is it like June 5th?
I have no idea.
Do they release it all at once?
Yeah, that's how Netflix does it with their shows. They just release it all at once and you go out and
binge
you watch
watching.
All of it. It's awesome.
Well, that's what
I wish
Netflix
all TV
all
shows
about,
would do
isn't
that.
It?
Yeah, pretty much.
I binge watched 7 seasons of Doctor Who.
Yeah, so did I.
That was terrible.
Yeah, back to back. Oh, it was so great. I loved it. Which brings me to my... I'm going to interrupt my story here real quick. I think I'm going to stop wearing bow ties already.
Are you?
Because everywhere I go now, people are wearing bow ties.
It's a cool thing now.
Yeah, but it like loses its specialness. Because not to like sound like a hipster, but everybody's wearing a bow tie.
I was wearing a bow tie before. It was cool.
I know. So was I. Unfortunately, I didn't have the run nearly as long as you did. But...
I've never worn a bow tie.
Really? In your life? Never worn a bow tie?
All right. So it's time to wear straight ties again, guys. Let's make that cool again.
Yeah.
So I can go back to wearing my bow ties.
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal. So anyway, back to the show I watched. It ended, and it ended really good, and I was really happy with the ending. And the way it happened is there was like...
I was about to say you're being very generic.
Well, I'm trying to be. I know.
This is a TV show about a happy ending.
No, actually, it wasn't a happy ending, but that's okay. So anyway, like the main part of the show ended. And then like the last scene was like an hour later. And then I'll just say it. Somebody died. And then so you kind of had this idea that this is
how
he died.
That happy ending.
Yeah. You had this idea that this is how
he
died.
Died.
And then it turns out that they had a sequel movie, which was that missing space between the time the like show ended and the like ending scene where you found out that he had died in the middle. And it, like the whole time you're like, oh, he died that way. Oh, but that's okay. That's kind of like how I thought it would happen. But then you find out in the movie that came out after the fact, he didn't die that way. He died in a completely different way. And it was really cool because you got to relive the ending and then had a total plot twist on you that was still really awesome. And it just basically changed the whole series again. All in an after the fact thing.
Sounds like the new X-Men movie. Have you seen it yet?
Yes, I did see the new X-Men movie.
I've seen it twice. It's so good.
Dad, you saw it with me, right? Yeah, I don't go to movies with other people.
That was the most recent one that we just did, right?
Yeah.
Did you stay for the after credit scene?
We did.
Yes.
We always stay for after the credit scene.
Yeah, we know.
Hint, stay for the after credit scene.
Yeah, and that's all we're going to say.
Yes.
Not that there's that much you could spoil about it, but we're still going
to. No, it's actually pretty closely related to the comics, too. There's just...
Yeah. All right, you are very bad at...
I was thinking about involving characters involving them.
You are really bad at defining the line of what spoilers are.
We've gone over this before. We don't need to keep bringing it up, Joey.
I just, you know, I want to...
Spoiler alert, Ben's talking.
Pretty much.
There we go.
That is more or less how it happens. lot of things Ben...
Spoiler alert. If we're talking about think a movie spoilers. That you haven't seen and I open my mouth, immediately skip forward.
Yeah. Not really, but... We did spoil Godzilla, really, but there wasn't much to spoil about Godzilla.
No, I
you
think
spoiled Godzilla. I didn't even spoil Godzilla.
I did spoil Godzilla.
I think Godzilla was spoiled before it was released.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of movies that do that. Like, they put all the entire movies about in the commercial, and there's nothing left to watch except filler.
I don't think that was necessarily the problem with Godzilla. I think the problem with Godzilla... No, yeah, you're right, and it's true, but the problem with Godzilla is that it was just like every other Godzilla movie there's ever been. There was no real change.
Incorrect. So. Every other Godzilla that's ever been moved, more than 5 minutes of action.
All right. So they took out of the good parts of the old Godzilla movies and then made this new one that had the same storyline with some, like, lead character roles that just were totally unnecessary. There were, like, three main characters in that movie. Totally unnecessary.
Now, the term main usually describes a single point.
Yeah, it was like three simultaneous storylines that were all kind of related, and it was like, I'm not entirely sure who the main character is. Yeah, it was...
So...
Yeah.
The movie made no sense.
Yeah, it was dumb. Okay. You know, and I didn't have high hopes going into the Godzilla movie, but...
I did. I was really looking forward. It had really good trailers for it, and now it's just like...
You should know better. See, I like my decision of watching as few trailers as possible. But I really hate when movies, like, oversaturate trailers. Dad, what's that movie about the time travel... Not the time traveling.
Time Traveler's
with Tom Cruise?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. I don't remember the name of it.
I don't know, but they advertise the crap out of it. It's like, every time we see the movie...
Right, it's the preview of every movie.
Yeah, and you see it, like, twice every movie.
And I really want to see it.
I want to see it, but I feel like I've seen the entire movie already.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I have a funny feeling that's going to be one of those movies where the best scenes are the scenes from the trailer.
Right, exactly. And then so the rest of the movie's just like, oh, where's that trailer scene? And then you're like, all right, well.
You know what pisses me off, though? When there's a scene in the trailer that's not in the final cut of the movie.
Yeah. I remember that it was a movie I kept wanting to see as a kid. And it had to do with, like, racehorses or something.
Seabiscuit?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But there was the animals talked, and there was a scene where Snoop Dogg...
Mr. Ed?
No, I don't think so.
That's
but maybe.
His time.
And Snoop Dogg was playing a dog in the movie.
That was my little blurb for any of the older audience that you guys might have, anybody that's old enough to follow you and knows who Mr. Ed is.
We're just trying to be diverse here and strengthen our audience changes or something.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Yeah, and anyway, Snoop Dogg was, he said some joke about D-O-double-G, because that's how you spell Snoop Dogg, and then that scene wasn't in the movie, and I was super disappointed. And that was the first time I realized everything you see in the trailer is not necessarily in the movie.
Right.
And it was heartbreaking for me.
But that gets annoying, because there's, like, some really cool trailer scenes that don't ever make it into the movie, and it just ruins it for me. I'm like, this movie sucks.
But on the other hand, it's nice because then the movie's an entirely different experience than the trailer.
Yeah, except for when the movie is less cool than the trailer.
And then in which case that sucks, yeah. So it'd be like if they put...
Like an action scene into a trailer that didn't make it
no,
into
I was
the...
thinking...
Let's make a movie of nothing but trailers.
Can we?
What if, like, you just sold tickets...
To see trailers.
To see trailers for a full, like, 2 hours and you just watched movie trailers.
I think we're onto something here.
That's a good idea. Better yet, we probably wouldn't even have to sell the tickets. We do that. We sell the concessions. And then the companies who are advertising the movies pay us to
show
their
trailers.
God, it's fucking brilliant.
We're going to make millions.
Oh my God, this is such a good idea.
You heard it first. Don't steal it. This is our intellectual property.
So this is super exciting. We had the International Science Fair or something like that recently. And guessed what they had.
International science?
Yeah, but get what is the coolest science thing you can think of?
Teslas.
No, like outside of like reality, like coolest
outside of reality.
Yeah, like
virtual reality.
God damn it. Like the coolest futuristic thing you could think of.
Robots?
Okay, no, not robots.
Time travel.
Oh God, you guys suck. Jetpacks.
Jetpacks.
Jetpacks are cool, right?
They've had jetpacks forever.
Jetpacks are so 1980.
Yeah.
But they don't have real jetpacks.
Okay.
But they do now, so it's awesome.
Okay.
Why is nobody excited about jetpacks?
Jetpacks have been played out, bro.
Yo, those are stupid water jetpacks. These are like legit jetpacks.
Even more so played out.
Where have you ever seen a jetpack?
Kick-Ass.
Yeah, but that was a movie. These are real jetpacks.
Yeah, cool.
You guys suck.
Now, if they made something that could teleport you, that'd be cool.
Fuck you guys.
That's...
Welcome to the future, Joey.
There you go.
Well, I, for one, am very excited for my jetpack. So I'll be riding around in my jetpack while you guys are like, oh, well, I'm waiting for the teleporter.
Tony Stark have a jetpack?
It doesn't count. That was a movie.
No, we had repulsors.
We have real jetpacks now. All right, well, I'm going to get a jetpack, and you guys wait for your
jetpack. So how do you get a real jetpack?
You have to buy one.
How much are they?
A couple $100,000.
Couple $100,000, so not realistic.
No, thank
just
you.
As realistic as getting a Lamborghini.
Yeah, but that actually looks good. Yeah.
I'd rather have a Lamborghini than a jetpack.
Just saying.
Although a jetpack would still be really cool. So,
can you go 200 miles in a jetpack? 200 miles per hour in a jetpack?
Nope. If you go up high enough.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Think about it.
Falling?
Yes. I don't know what terminal velocity is, so maybe it's not.
I think it's like 135 miles per hour.
Yeah, whatever. But how could it be? Would a car be more aerodynamic than like a person standing up?
Well, no, because when a person goes skydiving, when they jump out of the plane, they hit
on. Oh, right. Well, you only have gravity. I guess, yeah, never mind. That was a stupid comment.
I don't think it matters what your what the weight is for terminal velocity.
No, you're right. It does. It's your surface area. But the difference would be that you're falling and your only acceleration is gravity, whereas when you're driving a car, you know, you have acceleration from the engine.
A ton of feathers fall at the same weight. Aren't the same.
That was really.
Or weigh the same or something. I don't know. It was some stupid question in science and fifth grade.
A pound of feathers weighs the same as a pound of bricks.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad used to play that riddle on me all the time when I was little. And he'd always be like, what's heavier, a pound of eggs or a pound of feathers or something?
It's Kelsey Paris.
Kelsey Paris, Kelsey Paris.
Don't you
Kelsey
have a Facebook?
Paris.
Now we've said her name and that she has a Facebook.
Go find her. Stalk her, follow her, or friend request her. Oh my God, can you imagine if we had like 5,000 listeners and they all friend requested her?
She just have to make a new
They
Facebook.
All friend requested Kelsey Paris?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
What was her name?
I would laugh so hard.
That would be so great. We'd just bombard her Facebook with friend requests. She'd never be able to use it.
If you have any questions, comments, and concerns about the podcast,
just email them to kelseyparis@facebook.com. I don't know if that's actually her email.
I think that's actually how you message people if you want to send them.
Yeah, you can, but it depends on like your username. It's not necessarily the name. It's whatever your username is, which is different.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Mine's Benji Schaefer.
That's okay. They'll find it when they send you a friend request.
So yours is Joey Church Paris?
No, mine's actually, I have two, because my old Facebook's actually joeyparis@facebook.com, but my new one's jparis94@facebook.com.
Maybe.
No, we can't eat on the podcast, unfortunately, because you, and that's really annoying on the microphones.
Oh my God, I forget who it is, but they eat so annoyingly.
It's that guy who was in the movie when I was watching Godzilla.
That too, but there was someone.
The guy sitting next to you or the guy on the movie?
No, the guy sitting next to me.
It was one of our friends, and he was sitting behind me eating, and I'm like, shut your face.
Is your brother?
No, but he's pretty annoying when he eats,
what's
too. Actually,
there?
I think it was.
Well, I know whenever we go to the movie, he doesn't stop shaking his legs, so like the whole row of movie seats doesn't stop shaking.
Oh, that's Steve Cameroner.
Oh, does he do that? Oh, Cy does it all the time.
God.
Cy. Ugh.
It's like, Steve, stop.
I did it like once, and then you like reached over and grabbed my leg and like held it down. And
probably.
Like, oh.
No homo.
Yeah, no homo, but. Me and Ben have lots of no homo moments.
Yeah. We might as well.
I think that would be called the Norwegian.
What? Norwegian.
I don't even get what that means.
I'll explain it to you when you're not on the air.
Okay.
What?
Hey, look, my dad is building into the racistness of the podcast.
Yay!
This is perfect. He fits right in.
No offense to the gays.
No offense to the gays. That's right. But offense to everybody else.
No homo.
Oh, we want to do a... Forgot. I instantly forgot what the friendship.
What video? Were we gonna make a video?
I like your glasses.
Oh, I'm getting t-shirts.
T-shirts
and bandanas
for
me.
Just t-shirts.
They're gonna
and bandanas?
Have a mustache, a curly mustache with a beard, and it's gonna say the Bearded Bandit.
Oh, all right. Well, you have fun with that.
And I'm going to wear them.
All right.
Wah-ha-ha. That's exciting for me.
For you, yeah.
I get to wear.
Wait.
Mustache and a beard.
Okay.
Like my mustache and beard, how it's shaped.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I was concerned.
Don't be.
Yeah, and we're going to go ahead and look at the smooth transition we're going to make into racism.
Into racism.
Okay, so you remember, who was the basketball coach who was recorded being racist in his own home?
My mom.
No. In his own home?
Yeah, he was an older owner of a baseball or a basketball team.
The guy that owned the... It was just like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
I'm going to Google it, racist basketball owner.
Yeah, I promise you it'll come up. We'll do it.
I don't think it was in his own home.
No, it wasn't his own home, and that's why it was kind of like ridiculous. What happened was he was fighting with his girlfriend, who was like half his age. He's like 60, and she's like 25.
Right, and he told her not to hang out with the famous black basketball player.
Right, with the black people. And so he said a couple of racist comments. Well, she was mad, so she was recording him saying that. And this fight
Donald
happened.
Donald
Sterling, that's right.
And what team did he own?
The Clippers.
The Clippers. That's right. And then...
So what happened was he was fighting with his girlfriend in the house, and the girlfriend recorded it and then put it out there. So he was recorded being racist, but in the privacy of his own home. And then when the NBA found out, they basically said, you need to sell your team.
And so where did that play out, though? Who tried to buy it?
That I don't know.
Actually, I saw Arsenio Hall said he was going to try to put a team together and buy it. But he was trying to raise money on his show. And like the second show that I saw, they had raised like $42.
Oh, all right.
Did he give up?
Yeah.
No, he said, we're going to do it.
I wonder if they did. Reading Rainbow.
Raised $1.2 million in the first 24 hours on Kickstarter.
Yeah, so that was cool. So they're going to
Yes, I do know about that.
Yeah, Rainbow Reading is now going to come to the iPad.
Reading Rainbow?
Reading Rainbow.
What
did I say?
Rainbow Reading.
No, I said Writing Rainbow. No, Writing Rainbow. I don't know what I said.
No offense to the guys.
So, something about reading books and rainbows is now coming out as an app group on like the iPad and stuff to help kids practice reading and stuff.
Good for that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kickstarter.
Hold on. Well, I want to go back to the racist thing because I have a racist thing. Well, then Mark Cuban, who also owns a basketball team, he owns the Mavericks.
Yeah, my phone just died, so I can't. Oh, he owns the Mavericks.
Yeah, he owns the Mavericks. I know that one because he's on Shark Tank.
Yep.
Anyway, he made a comment kind of, I don't know if he was defending him or I don't even know if it had to do with him, but it was kind of a racist comment. He said, if I see a black hooded person walking towards me on the sidewalk, I'm going to cross the street to the other side. And then if I see a white guy in a wife beater tattooed all over his face, I'm going to walk back over to the other side of the road again. And, well, we all know the story of Trayvon Martin, right?
Yeah.
The kid wearing the hood with the Skittles and the tea that got shot or whatever. Yep. Well, then Trayvon Martin's parents got pissed and were like,
my son got shot because he had a hoodie on.
Well, exactly. And they thought the Mark Cuban comment was about him. And it had nothing to do with the kid. The person in his scenario just happened to say he was wearing a hoodie. And like his family's all trying to get attention from Mark Cuban because Mark Cuban has a shit ton of money. He's a billionaire, you know, so he's reached the billion branch.
So he obviously has better lawyers.
Right. But they were trying to make it a big deal. Like he was making a snide comment about Trayvon Martin. But no, it was just a generic thing because you see people walking in the hood.
Just because your son fit the stereotype doesn't mean we're talking about him.
I mean, not to be racist or anything, but he was wearing a hood in the dark. You do that anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or purple. You're wearing a hood in the dark. It's kind of sketchy. Yeah, so I don't know. I just thought that was like an unnecessary, stupid, oh, look at us.
People are going to try to get money any way possible.
Yeah.
For example, freaking the people who own Bethesda or ID.
What they do?
They're suing Oculus because...
Oh, no, that's not Bethesda. That's like Ricochet?
No, it's the people who own ID. I forget what...
I don't know. But yeah, I know who you're talking about. We talked about them last podcast.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I don't think we ever did. I think you and me talked about it.
No, we definitely did. I remember link dumping it.
Do you?
I do, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're trying to sue Oculus now because they said that he stole trade secrets.
Yeah, and Oculus just keeps saying nope, and they're going to take him to court, and they really have nothing to prove, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm 90% sure we didn't talk about that last podcast.
I'm positive we did. That last podcast was a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I know.
It was a long time ago. Here, you know what?
I wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
Where did you ever come up with Joey Church?
Oh, that's a funny story. Ben, you want to tell that story?
We all watch a very popular web series called Red vs. Blue.
Which I need to watch last week's episode because I didn't, because it was a PSA. But anyway.
I watched it. It's pretty funny. That's all I'm going to say about it. But we all very closely resemble characters on the show. And there's a character named Church that he very closely resembles.
Yeah, and Ben was Griff. Ben's name on Facebook used to be Ben Griff Schaefer.
I may change it back.
Yeah, that one's been... I was thinking about changing mine just to Joey Paris, but I don't know. Because it works well, because I have that old Facebook that I don't use anymore.
Yeah.
So everybody knows who to tag, because it's the one that says Church. So if I change it back, now everybody's going to be like, oh, and then tagging the wrong one and stuff.
Oh, no, which one is it? Yeah. Obviously not the one that's still wearing a uniform.
Yeah, the one whose profile picture hasn't been updated in 2 years, that would be the one. So.
Oh, so that explains it.
Yep.
Now you know.
I do know.
Yep.
I always wondered why.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about Watch Dogs being kind of a flop and disappointing and kind of buggy. One thing was apparently if you're being chased by the cops and you jump in the water, immediately you lose your cop rating.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it's like immediate running away from the police. I guess none of the police in whatever city that is know how to swim. Yeah.
So, yeah, Watch Dogs was a flop.
Are you allowed to burp in the microphone?
I'll cut it out. You should really burp away from it, but okay. I can edit it out. I'm going to have to edit lots of this podcast anyway.
Yeah. You're going to have to Houdini it like you did with when we had...
No, now that one was impressive. When you're telling that story.
Yeah.
He almost changed the entire story. It was great.
He did.
So
what's next on the list?
Next on the
list! Speaking of that podcast.
Well, actually, I could have had a nice segue here, but you kind of ruined that by saying sorry. Next on the list. But yeah, and then the next Battlefield game is supposedly about cops, which is kind of a nice change of pace.
That
would have
been a good segue.
Yeah, I know. No,
I'm like sad that cops. I ruined it.
No, like real cops. Because most of the, I mean, pretty much all the games you play are war games of some level. And so anyway, this game's going to be about cops. So that's actually, I'm really excited to see how that goes.
Yeah.
That's different. I don't think there's any other cop games. And if they are, they obviously weren't good enough that I remember them.
So is it like a SWAT team cops or just like street cops?
I don't know. It's still kind of unconfirmed at the moment. But it's pretty obvious that's what it is.
That's pretty neat.
That'll be cool to see.
I do like positions. I like the uniqueness of changing up the shooters from
It was like when we went from World War II to Future Warfare.
Yeah.
Now we're going to cops. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, you know, at least they're not following the same thing that Call of Duty's doing. So.
Right. Although I'm still excited for the new Call of Duty game, whatever one
Advanced
that is.
Warfare or Future Warfare, whatever it is.
Advanced Warfare, I think.
It looks like a really good game. Yeah, and it's got Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, well, everything's better with Kevin Spacey.
Everything's better with Kevin Spacey.
It's true. Especially, what's the show he's on?
House of Cards.
Thank you. House of Cards. You binge-watched House of Cards, didn't you?
I watched all of season two in 3 days.
Whew. Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
I have no life.
Yeah.
You go to work, you come home.
I cannot wait until Orange is the New Black so I can blow through that in about a day and a half.
Did you watch Prison Break yet? Did you stop with that one?
Is you know, over? I did watch, I think I'm halfway through the second season.
Okay. Are you still watching or are you just kind of...
I got distracted. I saw something shiny, pulled a Joey.
That happens. I was doing that with...
pulled a Joey.
I keep doing that with Game of Thrones. Like, I keep trying to watch it and I just keep getting distracted. And
I'll get back to it, but, because I really do want to see that one. Yeah, it's just been hectic couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Apparently... But, hey, Kelsey graduated high school today.
So yeah, that's an accomplishment we've made as a family.
Yes,
absolutely.
Look at that, both your kids graduated high school.
And on that note, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. This has been very exciting.
Yeah, it has been exciting having you here. And I'm glad you.
So
glad you came.
Thank you for allowing me to participate.
Thanks for coming because we kind of just put the mic in front of you and said go.
Yes,
so it actually worked out really well.
Well, you know, you could have asked me to go to bed, get out of here or something. But
no, we just thought it would be fun to have a special guest. And
we always said we wanted you on the podcast at least once.
And I still want to have you on a more, I don't know if it would be a podcast or what it would be, because he's a very smart man when it comes to real estate and some financial stuff.
We could have some kind of education.
So we'll have some sort of educational podcast where we talk about, entrepreneurial stuff.
All right.
And then you'll join us on that one.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen. It's past my bedtime. I'm out.
So anyway, well, this is exciting that we've now...
We're back down to us, Joey.
Back down to us. It's
all right.
Cool and exciting.
Yeah.
So we'll wrap this up here. I want to kind of keep it short so I can edit it quickly. We've got a couple more topics to hit, and then we can really focus.
Do you know what I'm excited about?
What are you excited about?
That Nintendo is now allowing Let's Players
to
make videos.
Yes! Oh, that is huge news.
I don't think I put that on the list. But yeah.
They said they're going to, the way they're going to do it is they're going to do their own partnership program. And.
Well, you just have to get Nintendo's permission, and I think they split it 50-50 with you. I think
the number hasn't come out yet, whatever the split is between Nintendo and the YouTuber. Now, but the real kind of like concern here is the problem is first what's happening is you're splitting the revenue between you and YouTube.
Yeah.
And then you're also splitting it between you and Nintendo. And then if you're a partner of like somebody like Machinima, then you're splitting it between
Machinima,
Nintendo, and YouTube. So you're splitting it four ways, and the percentages aren't, a clean cut each way. So it's definitely a step in the right direction, but I would still really like to see Nintendo just say, do whatever you want with it, because...
It's so much of a hassle for them now.
Right, and it's free marketing. Don't get in the way of your free marketing.
Yeah.
But it's still definitely... it's opening the right doors. So hopefully we get out of the house.
Well, hopefully Nintendo just doesn't make crappy games. So that way they can, you know, because I feel like with Watch Dogs, a lot of people aren't going to buy it now because they've seen so many either Let's Plays or live streams of it on Twitch or whatnot.
All right. Well, and for the most part, though, people do love Nintendo games.
That's true.
I mean, you rarely hear about people talking bad about Nintendo games. The only real bad press they have is the, what?
Metroid Other M.
Yeah, we'll forget about that one.
We'll forget. We'll glance over
the
that.
Other Metroid games were fantastic. Those are the ones that really got me into gaming.
Correct.
So. But, you know, for the most part, Nintendo makes great games and people like them. Mm-hmm. It's just there's not enough of them to really justify the console. But nobody's ever played a Nintendo game and been like, well, I mean, I don't want to say ever, but been like, wow, this is a really shitty game.
Well, do you feel like there's a correlation between the amount of people who buy Nintendo products versus other products because they're allowed to have Let's Plays and that kind of thing?
No, and the reason I don't think so is because at this stage in the game, Let's Plays are a fairly new thing.
Yeah.
We've only really had Let's Plays for the last couple years. And they've only been really popular for about the last year. And so I don't think that's been a real driving force in either direction for any game right now or any console. Maybe a couple games, but not any console for sure. But you just ask that question again in 5 years and it's hard to say. Nah. You know, because as you have more people and rather than watching reviews of games, you're really probably going to go more directly to the Let's Play.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to see the highlights of the game. I want to see some real gameplay. And then you take that and decide if you want to buy the game or not.
Because that's how I base if I want to buy a game. Right now, I see if there's a Let's Play out. If there is, I watch a couple.
Basically,
of them.
If it's a Steam sale or not, that's how I decide.
Yeah, I or, know how you do real quick.
Yeah. Okay. So also, Jeb asked on Reddit. He asked the Redditors. Jeb from Minecraft Mojang, who makes Minecraft, asked the Redditors to name the next new block or one of the new blocks because apparently the next update is going to have a lot of new blocks.
Are they introducing a whole new sector or
no? This particular block was an underwater block.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they're doing new biomes or what they're doing, but they're having new rocks underwater at least, or new stuff, and I forget what they called it.
So they've already picked a name for it.
Yeah, they already picked a name for it. And Jeb took all the Minecraft suggestions and then he looked at them differently and decided which one he felt fit the game best. That was I remember he said he didn't want to pick anything too relatable to something else because a couple of them were like related to like Poseidon,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't want to use something like that because he didn't want him to get into the world of like Greek mythology and stuff.
Gotcha.
Because then you'd have to like relate to everything, and he liked making stuff up like Netherrack, where it's not really there's
anything.
No equivalent to Netherrack in the real world. He just wanted to come up with some other
name.
So that's that. Also, right. Valve delayed the Steam controllers until 2015,
but they did release in-home streaming,
which is a really smart decision, because one of our complaints about the Steam Box was it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
The Steam machines?
I'm sorry, the Steam machine. Right,
Steam Box, same thing.
But yeah, the Steam machines, because it was like having a PC, it was like all the bad sides of a console and all the bad sides of a PC, and so why would you sell it? And like for Steam, it made sense, because they weren't actually selling the Steam machines, but it did give additional platforms access to Steam.
Right.
So it was like, okay, it kind of makes sense, but not really. Now, on the other end of that, though, this in-home streaming part actually works out really well because you essentially just gave a free Steam machine to everybody who has a PC laying around. So now, you know, I have a really nice PC in my room, but I want to play games somewhere else, like down here. I don't need to bring my entire PC from upstairs. I can just put a crap PC down here and stream to it from there.
Yeah.
So it's really cool and really smart.
Well, as long as that crap PC can handle the load, I'm not sure how much.
No, it doesn't have a lot of load. It just has to be able to handle the streaming part, which is minuscule when you compare it to playing a game.
Yeah.
And the other cool part about that is that you can play Windows exclusive games on something like a Mac or a Linux machine because you're just streaming it. It doesn't actually have to run any of it. It's just streaming video.
So like I can stream from your computer through my Mac to a TV.
If you connect your Mac to the TV, yes. I don't think you can stream straight to a TV unless there's a TV that offers said.
There's smart TVs streaming out there. I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder how that works. Or if it's not here yet, I bet it will come. And then like the question is like with Chromecast. So you don't even need a smart TV. You just have to have the little dongle and you plug it into your TV and then you're
what
able to stream.
Called?
That's called a dongle.
Dongle.
Dongle. Yeah, dongle.
That's a fun word.
I know. I remember I found that out in seventh grade. My teacher, Miss Sutherland, was like, you want to know what this thing's called that connects your laptop to your
and I bet like the immature seventh grader you were, you laughed.
It was hilarious, but that's why she told us, because we were immature seventh graders, and as a immature college student it's still funny. So that's I think that's a much more logical decision for Steam to go versus
the Steam machine,
which I guess they're still making out. And I think it wasn't Razer. Who's the other?
Alienware.
They came out and said that their Steam machine is their least profitable hardware that they've ever made in the history of their company.
I would assume so.
So it's kind of interesting. Then you have to ask why. And again, and that's kind of what everybody said. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Why not just buy a PC at that point?
Right. Exactly. And it didn't. When they announced that, I was like, is it going to be something special or is it just going to be a PC for a box?
It's basically just a PC for a box that then you took all the PC parts out of.
Yeah.
You just have a console.
Designated PC parts.
Right, which you can upgrade, which is nice, but again, get a PC and then you can upgrade the PC.
Exactly.
It's kind of silly.
Yep. Maybe it was a neat idea. It got a lot of hype going.
Yeah, it definitely got a lot of hype going. Okay, now, in terms of shitty segues, no one wants to host the Olympics in 2022.
They've thought that far ahead?
Yeah, well, they planned the Olympics way far ahead because the reason is that they have to build a new stadium every time there's a new Olympics.
Right, and that's really expensive.
I think Rio right now is having real trouble buying or building the new stadium for the new Olympics. They've run out of money, I think.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the whole world is running out of money.
Well, I think the whole world's running out of money, but then you have to ask where's that money going because
it's got to go somewhere.
If one person's running out of money, somebody else has to have more money, right? Isn't that how that works?
And that person doesn't want to spend the money on building a new stadium. They just rather be rich.
But then you have to ask, you know, then why did the Olympic company or whatever
committee
allow a company that couldn't afford to host the Olympics host the Olympics?
Country.
What did I say?
Company.
Company. Country. Whatever. A country host the Olympics.
It's getting late over here.
Yeah. It's 11:27 already.
Wow.
Strange late podcast.
Yeah.
We're
not used to it.
I know. Now we drink soda. So that's interesting. But now, kind of as a result, nobody wants to host the 2022 Olympics, which is going to be whatever the next Olympics are. Or wait, it's 2014. So that's like three Olympics is from now.
Yeah.
And basically, because the reason is that the Olympics doesn't really make a country any money.
Right.
Because you have to invest all this money in building up a new stadium and a new...
You're lucky if you break even.
Right. And then you only have additional tourists for a little bit of time.
For a week, 2 weeks.
Right. It's not like you're really building up your country in the long run, so it doesn't really help. And so
the athletes aren't even allowed out of the Olympic Village. They have to stay there. They're not allowed to go out.
Right, because they're there almost like working. They're not there to go socialize with people, except for other people in the village.
In the Olympic Village.
Yeah.
And a whole truckload of things.
Yeah.
A
couple hundred thousand. And then they ran out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember where I was going with that.
No one wants to host the Olympics.
Right, nobody wants to host the Olympics.
So we're not going to have Olympics. I mean,
so basically what happens is this country that, you know, they put millions of dollars into hosting the Olympics, another $1 million in the hole, and all they did was host the Olympics. So I like this idea. I believe a Redditor came up with this idea and said, well, why don't we just build a really nice stadium in Greece, which is, you know, where the Olympics started, and just have it there every year. Or,
yeah,
you know,
every 4 years.
And it makes sense. And then you just upgrade that one place, and then, like, the world communally contributes to it, so it's not all on Greece.
Yeah.
To pay for it, and then...
Didn't Greece go bankrupt or have, like, really bad economic problems recently?
I have no idea. I'm not very caught up on economics.
Your grandma is nodding yes to me, so...
Yes, okay, so they did. She is caught up on the economics. She knows what she's talking about.
On the world. On the world.
Yeah, yeah, she knows everything. And then talking about foreign countries, beautiful segue here. Japan... Did you know that 7-Eleven is a Japan company?
No.
Yeah, they... Like, you... Because you always think 7-Eleven, America... Gas station,
yeah.
Convenience store. That's yeah. American thing. Well, it turns out that it's actually a Japanese-based company, and the 7-Elevens in Japan are like a bajillion times nicer than the ones in America.
You know, that's odd, because I've seen pictures of 7-Elevens in Japan, and they look really nice.
And that's, well, it's because it's a Japanese company. It all makes sense now.
I thought they were just glorifying American crap.
No. They're just... you know how Japan does stuff.
Yeah.
And
they're weird.
So now they're selling the soft drink that they sell at 0 degrees... Or no, it's actually below 0 degrees. And when you open it, it reacts, and then it turns into a slushy.
So they're putting their own Slurpee out of business.
I guess so. I never thought about that. But anyway, the way it works is because they put the contents of the soda under pressure, they're able to keep it under 0 degrees without it freezing.
Yeah.
And then, but when you open it, then that pressure's released, and it then turns into an instant slushy.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it's... Awesome, sciencey.
I want one.
I know, but unfortunately, it's only available in Japan. So when are we going to Japan?
Pretty soon, I'd hope.
Okay, cool.
Let's figure that out.
Oh, man, the whole reason we started the podcast with my dad was to talk about Klingon.
We can talk about it next week.
I guess so. Maybe we'll make him come home from work.
Yeah.
So.
Do we hit everything?
Bitcoin mining. I did that for about 3 minutes, and then I realized that wasn't going anywhere.
What?
Bitcoin mining. It's where you basically use your graphics cards to mine the digital currency. And the problem is, as more Bitcoins get discovered through mining, each progressive next one is significantly harder to mine. So if I would have started 2 years ago when I got my computer, I would be filthy rich right now. Unfortunately, I didn't start till recently, and now the Bitcoin has kind of exploded, and now it's like really, really hard to mine a Bitcoin. And it would have taken me like 10 years with... I have a pretty kick-ass computer, and it still would have taken me like 10 years to mine just one Bitcoin versus like mining a Bitcoin every couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah. I missed the boat on that one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
We'll probably go into that a bit more next
week. Yeah, and then people are also really upset over Far Cry 4's box art. Did you see that?
No. Isn't it like... I don't know. I think I did, and it looked really dumb.
I think people are overreacting a little bit. I can understand why some people might be offended, but I think they just need to get over it. It's...
Okay, I'm seeing it.
Okay. It's basically a clearly rich white guy wearing a tuxedo, and he has a black-looking slave kneeling down in front of his throne, in front of him with his hand on top of the what we're presuming is his slave.
And a bazooka.
And a bazooka, because what is a Far Cry game without a bazooka?
That's true.
So, and that offended a lot of people. And I guess I kind of get why they're offended, but I just think they need to get over themselves.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on it?
I don't care. It's a video game.
That's what I'm
art.
Saying. The only thing things are bad is because somebody somewhere gets offended. If people would just stop getting offended, it wouldn't matter.
Right. I don't get offended.
I don't think they were going out trying to say that black people are less than us. I don't think that was the goal. I think they're just... Because Far Cry 3 story is really good. I would imagine Far Cry 4 story is probably going to be really good.
Yeah.
They're probably just trying to tell a really compelling story, and it happens to have a black slave in it. It's not that they're promoting black slavery or slavery of any kind. They're just telling a good story. Nobody gets mad at, like, Django Unchained when they had a movie with a black guy and they said all sorts of bad words about black people.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was because the main black character was a real badass, but still, that's not the point.
That's probably true.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I might watch that again. Did you ever see Django Unchained?
Never saw it.
You should see it. It's really funny.
Totally will. It's a Quentin Tarantino movie, right?
Yeah, and so it's really gory, too.
Yeah.
Which was kind of nice.
Kind of nice.
Kind of nice. And like a...
Joey, you're kind of weird now.
Of all the things I've said, that's the thing that made me weird?
You know, I mean, because that's something, you know, serial killers say.
Oh, great. Oh, do we want to talk... Man, I don't want to segue from me being a serial killer into this, but it's...
The guy who went crazy and shot everyone because he never had a girlfriend.
Elliot Rodgers. Yeah, the scariest part about that... Well, we should say what happened. Basically, this kid, Elliot Rodgers, who was like 22 or whatever, he had never had a girlfriend, and so
decided to shoot people.
He was really upset about it, and he thought he was this glorious, great person. And if you watch his videos, he's like, I don't get it. I look fantastic. Why? I am so much better than those douchebags. And he was really mad at the world and then killed his roommates as a way to get back at the girls. And then he wrote like this 140-page manifesto of what he was going to do. And dude was a psycho.
Yeah.
But the scariest part for me was that I saw one of his videos like 3 days before he went on his shooting spree.
That's crazy.
Because it was on Reddit. Somebody posted it on our cringe. Saying, like, this kid's
kind of a nut job.
Kind of a nut job. And then 3 days later, nut job goes and shoots up a bunch of people. And then they find out that he really was a nut job.
I posted that was probably like, oh, I called it.
Yeah. Well, apparently when it was posted, a lot of people called the police saying, you guys need to check out this kid. But it wasn't enough. And they'd actually already checked him out a time before that and determined he was a normal kid. But they didn't check his room, which is what they should have done. He even wrote that in his manifesto that...
Did the manifesto come out before he did that? Or?
I don't think so. Because I'm pretty sure if it did, it would have immediately...
Caught some attention.
Yeah. But when that came out, that was kind of a big deal. It was 140 pages of him talking about all the different people he was going to kill and how he was going to kill them and why he was going to kill them in his life. And like he was going to go and kill his younger brother because he didn't want his younger brother to be able to exceed him in life in terms of getting a girlfriend. And
what a nut job.
Total narcissist nut job.
Oh, my God. Joey, don't ever do that. Well, I mean, you've already had girlfriends.
Yeah,
so I don't think I have to worry
about
that.
And I'm not going to go and kill people. Jeez. Of course, today when I was sitting in that parking lot
for an hour and a half,
I was really annoyed and angry. But no, I wasn't gonna actually go kill anybody.
Good. I like to hear that, Joey. I like to hear that you are on the safe road.
So anything else?
So I think we came full circle with that.
Yeah, we did. Although I feel like we should end on a slightly more positive, not talking about me being a serial killer vote. None of that sentence made sense.
Blah, blah, blah.
Everybody knew what I was trying to say, but none of that sentence made sense.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ben, we have specific rules. Don't lapse on those rules.
Yeah,
I know it's 11:30, but...
It is 11:30, yeah. As opposed to 2 o'clock when we normally do this.
Yeah. Next week, Wednesday.
Yes.
Thank
God it's on Wednesday, because I just now scheduled a lesson at 3 o'clock.
On?
Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
And so, I was just like, oh, wait, we moved it to Wednesday.
We did move it to Wednesday. Good call. And the news is much better reflect that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we got Indie Games of the Week coming out again, continuing. Yes. Watch them. Buy the games. They're awesome.
Lots of fun. We're going to do a indie game on Child of Light soon.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to do an Indie Game of the Week or a micro Let's Play or a Scary Saturday.
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, Indie Game of the Week comes out on Sunday, so maybe a Scary Saturday.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh. So we'll play that.
But there's definitely going to be a video or three on it.
Yeah, depending on how much I like it. Really cool concept. Basically, you play as a 5-year-old who is in a nightmare or something.
Or afraid of the dark.
Or afraid of the dark.
Bed.
I read it for I read about it for about 26 seconds and then messaged Ben and said we need to play this, and that's all I did.
Awesome.
That was my extensive research on that game.
Great.
Yeah. So.
All right.
This was episode 22. Did we introduce ourselves? I think we introduced my dad, but I don't think we introduced us.
I don't think we need to introduce us.
I guess not. We're the only two on the podcast usually. So.
That's
well,
Ben.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Joey.
And thanks for listening to podcast number 22.
Later.
Sorry we're late.